for the Kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
Welcome back. It is In It for the Kicks on Radio Hauraki. This is the very first time that we've had a feature that I like to call Tales from the DJ booth. And a man that is very qualified to tell us his tale from the DJ booths of Auckland City is Mr. 48 Sonic. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm very good, my friend.
Hit us.
Well, I mean, the occasion was actually at the Brexit Ministry, and we had a chap that was obviously a little bit enthusiastic, and I'm not too sure whether you're familiar with the DJ setup there, but it was actually was swinging on chains above the stage, and a chap thought that he would jump up and sort of grab the table that the turntables were on, but of course it just pushed the whole setup into the DJ, which was me at the time. And I remember actually letting, you know, taking off the headphones, and I think I might have been going back to back with one of the boys on the night or something, you know, obviously being a Thursday night, the place was packed, and I did take exception to it and basically insisted that this guy had to leave the premises as soon as possible. So being an ex-doorman and stuff like that, I sort of just scooped the guy up in my arms and proceeded to just walk him out of the club without his feet touching the ground. And as we got to the top of the stairs at the ministry, he it was like a pole vault of effect, but because he was in front of me, he got his feet down on the stairs, and basically I went over his shoulders and I went through the air and basically went through the wall of the ministry because it was jibboard and everything like that. So I actually ended up embedded in the wall. But the doorman, of course, we're sort of arriving on the scene at that stage. So this poor guy gets thrown out and everything like that. And I'm covered in jib dust and all this sort of carry on from being... honestly, there's this big 48 Sonic shape like on the wall. It was definitely a sight to behold.